Hi everybody, this is Ron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to do some more healings, instantaneous healings with all of you. So I'll do just a quick intro here. The Lightship comes once every 2,000 years. It is doing the planetary ascension and actual universal ascension throughout the universe. And they're here to help you get more of your spirit into your body, so if you choose to take your body with you during this time, you can. The philosophy and teachings are the same as Jesus, which is to go within to your heart center to connect to the divinity that you have inside of you, not to go outside of yourself. So we will just start with some clearings. So what I'm going to first do is spiritual body alignment. So people like that. I had a lot of comments on that. So what you have is many, many spiritual bodies that make up your physical structure. And they can get out of alignment. How they get out of alignment, the dark side can do it. I don't want to get into that too much, but they can do that. Make one of the templates out of registration. And the other way is to have, naturally, mind control, energy, psychic attacks, etc. People stop doing them to you also. And this is also how your chakras get out of alignment. So the chakras are just one energetic body, and we're going to realign all of them for you. And like I have said on previous shows, nothing for you to do. Just sit back and relax and enjoy this wonderful type of healing here. So here we go. The first body, and we're going to go with these in percentages. So let's go from 0 to 10%. And you may not feel anything until we actually hit about 90%. So 0 through 10 and realigning them right now for you. There we go. These are just very, very fine, subtle bodies. Good. And now we're going to go, say, from 10 to 20%. Aligning those now. Okay. And 20 to 30. Good. And 30 to 40. Good. And 40 to 50. So for those who are really intuitive, you might start to feel something happening right now. And 50 to 60. And I'm starting to feel a little bit of energy changing. And 60 to 70. So I'm going to let you sit with this energy for about a minute and just see if you can tune into it. This is probably where most people's awarenesses may just start to come in. And just sort of maybe sample your body's energy, see how it feels. So if you can feel a different energy flow in your body. And now we're going to continue on here. We'll go from 70 to 80%. Good. And 80 to 90. And now you may just start to feel things here. So 91%. That's in alignment, 92, 93, 94, and you may start feeling like you're being zipped up, like you have a zipper on you and it's getting tighter and tighter. Okay, 95, okay, 96, and 97, and 98, and 99, and 100. So I'll put some music on so you can just kind of sample this energy. Just kind of sit back and relax and just see how you feel. Thank you. next we're going to do the entity clearing. So kind of take note how you feel. This was a special healing that puts all of your invisible spiritual energies into alignment. Again, we'll start off with your lower legs here and work from the feet up to your hip joints here. Taking away entities right now. Entities are emotional bodies of people who passed on. These are just part of the energies that come into our consciousness here, come into our physical body, come into our energetic bodies and attach themselves. And they bring along with them their addictions, along with their consciousness to you. Kind of much like taking out your VCR tape and putting in theirs, and they can run their life through you. And there's also energies which we don't get into too often, which are extraterrestrial, that also invade our physical presence here. This clearing today is only going to be in this show about the physical energies that are here on this planet. Okay, so you may start to feel your legs changing a little bit here as these entities are being released from you. Now we're going to bring in your spirit energy that has left you through trauma, fear, anxiety, and everything kind of is based on judgment. So here we go, bringing them back to you, all these fragments. This is called a soul retrieval. And it's coming to you now, healed and perfect, 100% health and harmony and balance. So here you go. I'll count to 10 as more of you come in, and your spirit's also helping to direct the energy into your legs, so, and your feet. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Next, we're going to be doing your hip joints, your pelvis area. So if you have any concerns there, again, just request healing. We're clearing away entities out of that now. There we go. The left side first, now the right side. Wonderful. Okay, and we're going to bring in more of your spirit into these areas now. Here you come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Next, we're going to be working above your pelvis area, your whole basic body organs, everything in there from your shoulders on down. So again, taking away entities. And if you have any concerns, then you may want to focus on an area. Tell your spirit to help you out more. Remember, it's between you and your spirit for healing. You have to request healing and ask. Otherwise, you're seen as perfect. And we're clearing away entities right now from these areas. There we go. Looking good to me. And I actually have TD asking about the audio. My audio is fine on my computer. I'm using the QuickTime, and the bar graph goes up halfway, which is where it normally goes, so I have no problem with the audio. So maybe TD has a problem with her computer or something. So here we go. Bringing more of you into your body. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to your shoulders. A rotator cuff on down your arms. And clearing away entities from this area. There we go. Working with your left shoulder right now. On your left arm to the tip of your fingers, fingernails, the joints. Remember, if you hurt yourself, that will attract entities because they come to you because they know about that pain resonance. So like attracts like. Okay, and now we're going to your right arm, right shoulder, working the way down to, again, your fingertips. And right now we're going to bring in more of your spirit energy into your body there. And again, your spirit's helping in your heart center to do this. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Next, we're going to be working with our neck area, so if you have any concerns there, again, ask your spirit and your heart center for healing. And here we go. Taking away entities. There we go. And bringing more of your spirit in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Feels fine. Work with your head right now. There we go. And taking away more entities. This includes eyes and ears, nose, even your forehead energy. If you had a problem with maybe banging your head or something, you could have entities there. And entities, sometimes once they come in, can be there for your whole lifetime. So they're being released now. And bringing more of you into your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. You're should be feeling pretty good now. Your body should actually feel a little heavier as you enter your body. Most people are around 20% in their body. And if you're only 20% in, who else is sharing your body with you? That's typically entities. So if you're not home, who is? So this is why you always want to be fully conscious in your body to allow your spirit to heal you. And that's your only protection that you can have is from your spirit energy itself. People ask about how they, you know, can get protected. Can they use the white light or use other spiritual energies or beings, entities, angels, etc.? Well, the whole thing boils down to your spirit. They have to connect to your spirit in order to do healings with you. So if you don't have a spirit, it's pretty hard to request a healing because there's no conduit in you for healing because your spirit is what's doing that for you. Next, we're going to do a chakra alignment. Go to your heart center, moving that around a little bit here. There we go. And moving up now to your throat chakra, third eye. Good group tonight. Power chakra feels fine, second good, and first good. Okay, we'll do an opening again. We'll go body width if you like. So here we go. Most chakras are maybe a couple inches in diameter. We'll go body width for you so that you can have more energy in your body for healing. Here we go. I use the word spin to activate that. So heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Going back down now, below the heart. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. That feels good. So I'll just let you explore and see how this energy feels for you. Put some music on. And just kind of connect again to your spirit. And then we'll do the mind to heart drop. But just kind of see how you feel now with your energy. And then you can see how it feels after you're connected your mind to your heart. Should be a big difference for people who aren't used to being connected to their heart center. So just sample your energetic system now for a little bit. Thank you. do the mind to heart drop. So if you're new to the program, just kind of sit back and relax, and then we're going to actually bring up the light being here after this here. In fact, we can activate her now. That might be a good time. So go to Creation Lightship Healing and click on it. And you can just pick today's date. You probably already have done this. And then scroll down a little bit over an inch on your scroll bar, and you see a beautiful light beam underneath the blinking flower. And we'll activate her, then we'll do our mind-to-heart drop. So you can watch the photo of her, and you're going to see that her eyes will start to change a little bit, become more intense, as you see white light coming out of her life, pure love energy. This is a light beam from the light ship who now is coming into this picture to make it a living photograph for you, or living drawing. The rays on her forehead will start to change colors, become more vibrant. And just kind of keep watching your monitor. You might want to blink your eyes maybe every 10 seconds or so. And you're now going to see her head, probably if it already hasn't, become a little more three-dimensional. And it may tend to sort of float off of your monitor screen a little bit. So she's fully activated right now. You should maybe be able to feel her energy in your room and definitely into your heart center. We're going to do the mind-to-heart drop. So think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead, your awakening consciousness, your mental body, and your first floor is your heart where your spirit resides. So we're going to drop you back down into this area so that you're able to talk and commune with your spirit. This is where your divinity is. It's now outside of yourself, and I think you all know that. So here we go, dropping down. And you can feel the energy moving if you wish. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. Just stay now with your spirit and listen and request healing and guidance. Have your wonderful communion with your own divinity now. We're going to do a lot of sample healings tonight. And the first healing we're going to do is what everybody should really have. And the light ship requests this so that you're able to have more of your spirit with you. It's an emotional healing. And it's actually three healings in one. It heals your spirit of imprinted traumas from the emotional body. It heals the emotional body traumas. And it also heals the physical body traumas. And after you have this complete session, you're able to be more in the moment, and your past is not haunting you. Remember, what you're dealing with every day of your life is things being recycled from the past if you haven't cleared them. This is why people say, well, I got into another relationship, and it's just like the old one that I had. And that's because you haven't released the judgments from the previous one. And all these things start with judgment. So what you really are is a walking judgment factory. Your body is still full of genetic cell memory from all of your ancestors. And what you're dealing with in this lifetime is what they passed on to you. It's not that it's a karmic situation that people think it is. It's the fact that your body at some point needs to heal. So these are brought up, these situations, events, to heal yourself. And hopefully during the process you don't end up losing some type of body part as you get older. So here we go. I'm going to go from this point in time to your last birthday. So we use the chakra just as an indication of what to clear. This is only about 1% of what's really happening. And the light beings are going to be working with each and every one of you right now as I connect with you. So here we go. And this will work on the archives, too, for the years that I do. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And going back one more year, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. One more year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, you should feel a little more in the moment, disattached from the events in your life, maybe from 4 years to now. Just look back on something. See how it is. You should be able to see the event perfectly clear. They don't take that away from you. They'll never take away your experience, which is why you're here, but they will take away the trauma that's involved in that experience, which puts you into the modes of fear and anger and all the different emotions that's here that we continuously recycle. So the whole thing is to release these out of you so you can retain more spirit energy. This is why the light ship is here to help people. Next, we're going to do a feeling body. It's much like the emotions. And again, just kind of look at the emotions that you have in those time frames. You might pick a couple of incidences, and you should feel disattached to them. Like they're there, but they're no longer controlling you, because they are actually controlling your life. And the feeling body is a different body, a different energetic body, much like your spirit. And it also contains energies in it that get imprinted onto us. So here we go. And it is an invisible body, and normally all these bodies are called a spiritual body. Although the consciousness is not from the light ship, these bodies are put in place from the earth energy here, the earth spirit. Here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And they were created by the earth spirit. This is why they don't go to the light ship during your healings. Here we go. Next year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. One more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, if you feel any energies during these clearings, then you probably need it. If you don't feel anything, then you may not. So everybody does need an emotional clearing, and the feeling body is also a big help, but you may not really need that one. That's kind of up to you. We'll do another clearing here, and again, look at these scenarios in your life that you've dealt with. And just pick one that maybe you're in fear of to look at and just see how you feel. See if you're in size twist or not, if it draws you back into the energy. And that's kind of what we deal with here, is a lot of fear and guilt. So we'll just see how you sense the energy. The next clearing is another optional clearing. This is your sensory body. And the sensory body works with our different senses, touch, taste, sight, etc. And people get sensory overload. This is designed to help you to release that energy. Here we go. Same process. Sixth chakra cleared from now to your last birthday. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. Next to your back. Sixth cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. And next to your back. Sixth cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. Next to your back. Sixth cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. And sixth cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. Okay, and just kind of look at yourself now and see how your body is responding. And again, I'll put some music on because these are all very integrated energies with you. And this is really how you experience the earth plane here, is through these particular energies. So you want to be in neutral with them so that you're not drawn into the past, drawn into trauma from the past. So just sit back and relax and just kind of look at something that happened to you in your life. We looked at many things. Some people, when I go to the expos and I do this, they give me like a blank stare afterwards because they can't find their issue any longer. They can see it, but it doesn't affect them, and they're kind of at awe because how could this happen to them in 15 seconds? And it's easily done that way. This is the way the light shift works. Everything is in wholeness. They created you, so they know what they're doing. So again, look at the different scenarios in your life, in the last 4 years to now, and see how you feel. Perform will be a mental body clearing, and this is good for people who think a lot. You get tied up kind of in knots at times, and we'll do the mental body. And this is the body that needs to surrender into your heart center. So here we go. Same process, starting from this point in time to your last birthday. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared. Some energy there. Do it over again. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, that one is another mandatory clearing, basically, after you do the emotional one. And next we're going to do a sample clearing, and I'll let you sit with this for a little bit here. This can get rid of mind chatter at times from people. The most obvious statement that people make to me is the fact they can probably see clearer. Their vision is actually corrected after having the mental clearing. I won't say that you're seeing 100% 20/20, but people normally will be able to see, kind of like the little fog around them is released, and they have more clarity of their sight. Maybe they can see more colors and just have more awareness through their vision. But I'm not saying that it's going to eliminate wearing glasses, okay? So just kind of look and see how your mind is working. You might take a few numbers and multiply them together and just see how quick you can access your thoughts right now. This definitely helps for that. Next, we're going to do another sample clearing. This is a sensory clearing. And the sensory clearing, I go back in time to when you're first incarnated here on this planet. I think I've been back to, around 90,000 BC. It's a lot of lifetimes. Most people come in here between probably 20 and 40,000 years, BC. So it's still a lot of lifetimes when you figure, how many years that is. You might figure a couple lifetimes per that. So it gets to be a lot. And that's all forced reincarnation by our extraterrestrial beings that are out there who are supposed to be helping us. So unfortunately, they're not, and this is why you're stuck here. This is what most people consider the Earth as a prison planet, and that we're being controlled, which is true, by off-planet beings, and they're using our emotional energies to live off of. So aside from that, we'll do this clearing. So I'm going to go back, I'm going to go to the year 2000, from now to 2000, and I'll go 1900. This is a lot of fun to do because you're going to all of a sudden feel something leave you. What I'd like you to do, I'll go back to 1500. So think of a problem that you're dealing with in your body, because this lifetime in your genetics could be affecting you right now, so it's going to be releasing this out of you. Your spirit normally is always cleared before it incarnates, but so this is mainly designed to do your DNA, your genetics, okay? But it does do a spirit healing at times also. I do a special clearing for the spirit only for this too, but like I said, the spirit normally is always cleaned out before it incarnates. Remember, the dark side doesn't want your spirit to carry on and be afraid to come back in here again, because then it would your spirit would never come back. So it needs your spirit back, so it, in a sense, brainwashes it so that you can't come back in again. So if you look at it that way, your spirit almost always is 100% cleaned out of the densities from the previous lifetime. And naturally, if you talk to anybody, you may know that most people say they don't even want to come back here again. And why am I here? So anyway, here we go. Sensory clearing. So we're going from now to the year 2000. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 1900s to 2000, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared. Wow, a lot of energy there. Do that one again. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Somebody had some issues in the 1900s. It was like around 1920. 1800s to 1900s, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And 1700s, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And 1600s, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Oh man, that one again. Wow, a lot of energy in the 1600s of somebody. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And 1500s, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Okay, just sit back and relax now and kind of just see how that healing actually affected you. See if you're more in the moment. See if the physical problem that you're dealing with has kind of slowed down or you feel a little bit better. And if you don't know, then go inside and ask your spirit. This is why we do this program, so that you can come back into your body fully, to accept your divinity of who you are.
Thank you.
next clearing we're going to be doing, which is very interesting. This is the parallel light clearing. And the parallel light clearing is how the dark side keeps you here. It may be like astral clearing in a sense, where you are having strange dreams, not knowing where they're coming from, thinking that you're out somewhere else. And the dark side created parallel lives to keep your spirit very, very busy. So just to kind of elaborate on that, the dark side, remember these are soulless beings that have done this. And they created another planet like the Earth. They could have created, you know, thousands of them. And they created artificial intelligent bodies on it. And there are those walking around on this planet also. People without any spirit or soul inside of them. You may have seen that yourself. I won't go too much into that. But there are people that you can sometimes see on TV that same way, where their eyes are kind of glossy and blacked out. You look at them and your skin kind of crawls okay. So anyway, but this is where it is. But these bodies are created and then your spirit is forced to be in them. And I don't think those bodies put out light out of the eyes because it doesn't have the correct light and life force energy to do that. But your spirit thinks that it's here to help that body, and it doesn't know much different, so it goes into these different lifetimes, which you can call parallel lives. Remember, the light only works in the now, and there's no such thing as anything but in the now when you're in the light. So there's no future in the light. Everything is a creative process in the now. And then that brings new energy into the next frequency of expression of the divine. And that would be, in a sense, looking at it, the next future, okay? But nothing is created. It's all up to you to do creations. Just like as you say a sentence, each word comes out one word at a time, and that next word that you are saying is in a whole new vibration. So the dark side created these energies for you to come into, and if you have a physical condition, some type of ailment, problem, you may be bringing that directly back to you from those lifetimes, and you could have 500 lifetimes of parallel lives running right now. And as you bring that back to yourself, then your body here can have the ramifications of not being in wholeness and actually taking on that illness or condition. So what I'd like you to do again is to think about something that you're dealing with, just one thing only. And I'm going to take away five lifetimes from you. You will not be going back into those ever again. Some people's mind goes, well, what's going to happen to that life form? The life form is not the divine energy. So it's still going to exist because it's an artificial intelligent body. And maybe it's waiting for somebody else to come into it. But you will not be going back into that lifetime with your spirit. So here we go. First parallel life created by the dark side for you to experience. Sixth chakra cleared. Fifth cleared. I'll do a clearing, so we'll go backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's better. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, you're cleared from that lifetime. Check your body energy again. See how you feel. See if you have pain that's releasing now. Next lifetime number two. Here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, lifetime number three. This feels pretty heavy to me for some people who's out there. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Lifetime number four from the dark side. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. and 10987654321. Lifetime number 5. 10987654321. 10987654321. That one's cleared perfectly. 10987654321. 10987654321 and 10987654321. Okay, so sample your body energy, and I'll see you back in another minute as you do this process here. Remember, just keep checking your body energy, connect with your spirit, that's your own divinity, and it's never outside of yourself. Question here in the fast chat, wondering how do we know if we're not one of those artificial intelligent bodies? Well, you're listening to the program, so you're not. Okay, so you know you're on the Earth plane, which was created by the light. The Earth spirit is created by the light, so you're not one of those. Believe me. Okay, let's see what else we can do here to have some fun. Let's do a clearing. I'll go back and clear 5 lifetimes. And these lifetimes will be before you came to the Earth plane. Okay? This is going to be a spirit clearing because your spirit sometimes can get wounded out of sync, have problems because it's not really cleaned out after each incarnation. So this would be before you came to the Earth plane here. So first life, so we'll do the chakras again. So 6th chakra cleared, and just kind of monitor your energy. 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And 2nd lifetime back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 3rd lifetime back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 4th lifetime back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, and 5th. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And again, just kind of note and see how your spirit feels. Ask your spirit in your heart center now how it's doing. How does it feel having itself cleared from these lifetimes many, many, many years ago? I do a special clearing for this, where I go back from now back to source energy, and it normally takes 2 sessions, a couple hours in length. It could even be longer sometimes, and it heals your spirit from all of its incarnations that it has ever done from the light ship. Thank you. Next, you'll bring in your own energy. So kind of just see how that felt. We're going to bring in your energy when you were a baby, before you got into the role of judgment here. And this should be pretty divine for you. Again, just sit back and relax. And here comes the energy of you in its pure essence form when your spirit was fully integrated into your body. So on the count of 10, as you experience this here, as you start to experience it at number 10, I'll put some music on so you can sample to see how you really felt in this beautiful love divine energy. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Do another clearing here, and we had a kind of a request here. A lady's been seeing the Vata flame a lot. I don't know if those frequencies are still here. The light ship typically took away all energies probably about let's say maybe a month and a half ago, 2 months ago. So the spiritual hierarchy is no longer available for anyone to access on this planet unless you go into your heart center. So you might be just connecting with an energy that maybe your spirit would like you to see. Or it could be the dark side energy mimicking the light, you know, because they do that 99.9%. Remember, right now we're in the ascension energies. And that's strictly an inward process so that you're able to connect with your spirit. If you wish to find out those energies truly, then go into your heart center and experience them there. As far as having them come to you where you're maybe seeing them through your senses, to my knowledge, the light ship took everything away because everything was out of integrity here from the past Galactic Federation. So just go inside and always do your checking that way, because your spirit will never lie to you. It'll be connected to the divine. So if you wish to bring in, say, Mother Mary, Archangel Michael, for yourself, then you must connect to your heart center to get that energy coming into you. It won't be available externally, only because it cannot come in full frequency here any longer, and the energies that have been brought here have been diluted so much that it's not worth now having this dark energy control it. So this is why the light ship took all these energies away from this earth plane. So you must connect to yourself for your own divinity. The same thing is happening to the earth spirit. It's regaining its spiritual identity also. And you will find objects that are on the earth that will be losing their spiritual essence, energy. So one of those might start to become different types of gemstones and crystals. Because if the earth spirit put its energy into it, then you'd be using it, courting it. And the earth spirit has to go through the ascension process. And it's not going to allow anyone to court its energy to prevent it from ascending. And this is the same process, what's happening to us. This is why you must go internally, inward, so that you're able to connect with your own divinity. And then from there, have your spirit bring to you the other energies that you may have used in the past. Remember, the dark side is still here. It hasn't been eliminated yet. And these are the soulless beings that are still connecting to us through our emotions. So you want to always go inward to get your spiritual information, which is what you should have been doing your whole lifetime. So we're going to do another energy body here. And this is energy body, which we'll just call a memory body. This will be the past memories. And if there's any traumas attached to those two, it'll be cleared away. So this is kind of an interesting body. You'll be able to sense energies here. So here we go. Remember, these should all be in neutral also. So the memory body, so sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And now we'll go next to your back. That was from your right now to your last birthday. Now we're going back one full year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, so again, just kind of sense your energy, see how it feels. And you may be able to look at past events too and feel some relief from them. And stay in your heart center. And always ask your spirit for guidance and assistance. Here. So, again, thank you for coming and being on the show. Hope you had your wonderful healings. We have conference calls that are only $20. Mondays and Fridays, you go to the Light Ship for one full hour for healing. You can contact me. So I'll just say blessings to all of you and have a wonderful evening. Goodbye.